All right, Levi Kitchen, Mitch Payton. You said, Mitch, you said, Mitch, you said that he's not allowed to talk to the media, or he is allowed to just talk to me or everybody but me.
I said anybody but you. You're a chatterbox.
I am a chatterbox, actually. I don't have a great comeback for that. That's what I do for a living, chatterbox.
Actually, that's what makes his money, so he has to do it.
He wants me on the show on Monday, guaranteed.
And actually, due to the economy, because you're liberal, we're living with that. So, like, I'm going to try to let you talk to him, which will help the economy, and then maybe he'll vote for Trump.
Oh, I mean, there is that. Thanks, hey, thanks, Mitch.
Just for people wondering, I know nothing much about politics. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mitch would be glad to talk about it. Hey, man, great work. Three out of four. Really good job today. And second moto, like, Jaime's caught you a couple times. I thought you regrouped really nicely. You pulled back away. Like, you know, being under attack like that is tough. So not only was you really fast, but, like, adjusting mid-race I thought was really good for you.
For sure, man. And if people knew, like, my week was terrible. I didn't ride at all. I can't believe it's even a thing. If you want to believe it, it's a cold. But I had COVID all week. So I didn't ride. So today was that second moto. That was the hardest race I've ever done in my life. Like, I was exhausted after moto one. And I got my ass up. And I was like, I knew if I ripped a hole shot, you kind of... You run off that adrenaline, like, man, I don't want to get beat, obviously.
It's a great track to have over lead.
Yes, yeah, so I freaking ripped a mean start, and then I was like, I got six laps to go on the pit board, and I told myself, I'm going to try to break Chance. If I don't break him, good for him, he's going to win this race. But I tried, and I kind of got a little bit of a gap at the end, and I was like, all right, I think I got it.
Well, you had the overall, even if he got you, right, which I was kind of doing that math.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't know that. Yeah. And also, like, I don't know. I would have been happy with winning it overall with a 3-2, but, like, you know, I'm trying to, for myself, I'm trying to leave no question that, you know, I'm one of the best guys, and obviously I've let this championship, like, I mean, he smoked me, but I'm trying to still just kind of, you know, I'm going to be here for obviously years to come, and I want to. It's helping me get that feeling of winning again, you know, kind of like in the Supercross series and stuff like that. So it's good.
So I was going to ask you about your first moto because, yeah, there were some really horrific laps about three quarters of the way through. And you didn't fall or anything. That was just sort of your week catching up to you. And then, like, what? Just second wind, dig a little deeper. Because, yeah, you'd look like – I even tweeted, biker body, like something's wrong. Yeah. You know, like I didn't know.
Yeah, man, I was like – yeah, it was pretty tough that first moto. And once you kind of lose pace, you don't realize how much you're really losing. I mean, then I looked at times. I was running 204s and did a 209, and then I was done. And I came back, and Mitch was basically like, you have more in you. Like, go until you feel like you're going to fall off the dirt bike. And then with, like, five laps to go, they wrote on the pit board, don't be a pussy. So I was like, oh, no. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great job. Like, obviously, like you said, he smoked you. You're way back. But, man, if you won three out of four, your Washougal wasn't good, which, again, that's your home track. You live there.
Yeah.
It's easy to see this little run going, and maybe Washougal had been a little better. You know, you could have a few overalls here in a row.
For sure, yeah. And I took that break after Washougal because, you know, winning Millville was a high.
Yep.
Going to Washougal, there's... I mean, next year I'm going to tell everybody I'm not even showing up for that race. There's too many people for me.
Yeah.
And it got to me pretty
bad. You're the one who agreed to do a monster video and put a hat on and all that. It wasn't, you know, nobody, you agreed to it.
Hey, but it was sick, though. It was sick. Anyway, I took the break after that and was, I literally, like, so many times just, you know, kind of meditated and envisioned, like, I want to win these last three races and just at least people remember, like, you know, that I was pretty good this year. Yeah. You know, that's kind of where I'm at with it.
No, listen, I rode after Millville. It completely turned your season around. Just even if you'd never won anything else, the Millville win was like, okay, he's got it. You got to learn how to win, like you said, right?
Yeah, it's tough to do. And I will say now that I've won both, you know, outdoors is a pain in the ass compared to Supercross. Like, Supercross, still, you know, it's scary. But, yeah. Like, man, putting two motos together and it's hot and it's brutal, like, outdoors – I love it, but I hate it at the same time.
No, man, I have so much respect for an outdoor champion over an indoor champion. I say that a lot, and people get mad at me because the things you guys got to go through to win outdoors, mud, rain, heat, roughness, two races. I mean, it's nuts. I do have more respect for an outdoor guy. I really do, yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, good job. And, I mean, how cool would it be to win next week? And then, you know, I mean, it's a good track. You know, it's probably very much like Millville. So why not?
I'm stoked for next weekend, and I want to win that thing so bad. And, I mean, the fact that I won today, my best result here at Buds Creek, I think, is 14th. So, this in years past has been my absolute worst track, yep, hands down.
Okay.
And I was, like, so pumped the way I rode today on this track. So I really like Ironman. My starts are good right now. I want to rip a couple starts and throw down there.
Awesome. Thanks, Levi.
Yeah, thank you.